Maria Walks Out by Nicholas Thirkettle. Today was the day she was going to quit her miserable and stupid job, so Maria put on the long skirt she loved best. She loved it because as she walked, it would floop and whoop. Other skirts might flap and whip, but when she first tried on this graceful burgundy number that went to her ankles, she discovered its unique character from the very first steps she took in it. Floop, it said as she placed one foot forward, and then when she brought her trailing foot along, a whoop would ever follow. The pleasure of these two quiet words, whispered from the fabric, kept her stride more steady and even than a drill sergeant leading a march. She put it on as many as 3 times a week. She didn't need courage from her skirt as she walked up to her boss at her horrible and depressing workplace to quit her job, but it gave her extra pleasure as she did it. One finger scratched at the fabric as her angry and conceited boss told her what a mistake she was making. That little finger scratch felt as good as holding hands with your best friend. Her boss made vain threats he couldn't back up about her paycheck. Being a retail manager working at a chain store, he had less true authority than the spreadsheet on the office computer, so she endured it, trying all the while not to break out into a grin he might find belittling or threatening. Ungrateful was a word he used. She also heard the words, this economy. He asked her any number of questions about her future plans, absolutely none of which were his business. The number of seconds during which she would exist at all in his life were rapidly approaching zero. Soon, the skirt seemed to whisper as Maria scratched at it. Soon we can floop and whoop our way right out of here. Maria had plans for work, for money, for life. Of course, she had made them before making the choice to quit, but she couldn't think much about them now. Instead, she was picturing the places she would walk with her skirt during the hours she used to spend here under the deadening fluorescence. Perhaps they would stroll to the end of a long pier where the ocean wind could billow them with its salt smell. She pictured a field of tall grasses of the romantic storm forming in great gray whorls on the faraway horizon. Her skirt might misbehave on these wild canvases, and it excited her. At last, her former boss finished his harangue, and Maria clocked out. She turned in her badge and her key, and hugged a fellow saleswoman she didn't especially like, mostly to make the point to her manager that he didn't deserve hugging. She walked by the sales racks and the signs and the security scanners, through the doors and out into the world. She closed her eyes, breathed in, took just one moment to believe that, yes, she had made it. And that she had guessed right, that her petty manager would be so affronted by her boldness in quitting that he would not notice that she had walked out of the store right in front of him, wearing stolen merchandise. They flooped and whooped down the sidewalk, Maria and the burgundy skirt. Today she had liberated them both.